After more than a dozen attempts to select a new speaker, the U.S. House of Representatives was finally back in session, and Democrats are grappling with what it now means to be the minority party in the House. That includes Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin, who represents the state's 7th Congressional District, the site of the nation's most expensive U.S. House race in 2022. Slotkin tells WDET's Quinn Klinefelter her first few days back on Capitol Hill showed her what it means to be the loyal opposition to a Kevin McCarthy-led House Republican majority.
Obviously, I was on the floor through our 14 or 15 votes for speaker. And look, I mean, clearly the Republicans were going through something and fighting amongst themselves. I guess the thing that shocked us was how public that fight was. And I think it was not good for the country, right, to go through that kind of consternation. But we're through it. You know, I think the new majority is flexing its muscles and proposing bills that are, you know, meant to be, I think, red meat for their base, but have, frankly, no part in making anyone's life better. For instance, total bans on abortion, which is obviously something that we just debated in Michigan and metered out. They have gutted things like the Ethics Committee here in Congress. I don't think there's a single American who thinks we should be gutting the Ethics Committee on members of Congress. So they're just doing a bunch of things that I just don't think are reflective of the message Americans just sent in this last election, especially in a place like Michigan. You know, they want team normal. Democrat or Republican, people want folks who are willing to actually get to work and do real things, pass real legislation, compromise. And that is just not the agenda that, at least in these first few weeks, they have been putting forward. And I hope that changes.
Team normal. It seems things have been so politically and partisanly divided for such a long time now. That seems almost like a kind of a pipe dream. I mean, there are many people, I think, that are a bit concerned about whether much of any legislation can really get through in such a divided climate and now such a divided Congress. Do you foresee any areas where you think there might be some cooperation between Democrats and Republicans?
I mean, look, I think it's our job to constantly be trying to find places where we can work together, even if those topics are limited. But the good news is the topics that I think will move continuously are issues like supply chains, you know, and try to make sure we're not as vulnerable and having such deep investment on critical items in places like China. I think that there's a lot of recognition after COVID that we just outsourced way too far, and certain critical items need to be made, at least in part, in the United States, preferably all in Michigan. So I do think that will still be a topic. I think dealing with competition with the Chinese government is definitely something that we can make some progress on. Not just the military aspects, but our economic security, our ag sector. We need to understand the role of the Chinese government. So I think that's an area. And then, frankly, things like veterans issues, which should be nonpartisan issues. I still think we can make progress. So, look, I don't like a lot of the culture war, extreme stuff that we see coming out of their caucus. And I'm going to hope that with their slim majority, they learn that they can't put that stuff out and have any hope of it getting into law. So let's work on real things where we can still find consensus.
For yourself, what kind of legislative priorities would you ideally like to see pushed forward?
So I think we're in the middle of like a historic rebalancing of the scales on our supply chains. I mean, remember those first days of COVID where we didn't make any masks or gowns or gloves and we were desperately trying to get them from Chinese factories. Then microchips and our auto plants in Michigan being on again, off again for 2 full years because we can't get a 14-cent microchip. I'm really interested in identifying those critical items that should be made again, at least in part, in the United States, where we shouldn't be completely dependent on folks like the Chinese government. So that is an area for a focus for me. And there's a new committee that's being stood up on U.S. competition with the Chinese government. I think that's a good thing. As I mentioned, in the agriculture sector, the Chinese government, people are buying land, they're buying our meat processing facilities, so are other countries. We just need to be thoughtful about that and work on legislation that makes sense for protecting our own food security. So those are the things, you know, the intersection of economic security and national security are the places where I usually live and try to focus my attention.
When you talk about the ag sector in the Senate, that's been the purview of Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, and now she has announced her retirement. There have been a lot of political pundits that have put you forward as thinking that perhaps you might be a candidate or maybe even the best candidate for the Democrats when we go towards 2024. Do you have any interest in the job?
Well, look, it was like an earthquake in Michigan politics last week when Senator Stabenow announced that she wouldn't run again. She's been representing Michigan at some level for the better part of 50 years. It's a big deal and caused lots of chattering across the state and across the country. Look, I'm definitely considering it, but it's not something to be taken lightly. It's a big deal. So I'm talking to people. I'm trying to get, you know, my ducks in a row and understand the gravity of making that kind of decision. But I'm certainly interested because for me, so much of my work has been about protecting and expanding the middle class. I mean, we built the middle class in Michigan. To be able to do that potentially at a state level, it's a big deal for me. And I'm certainly interested. So I'm exploring it, that's for sure. It's been really interesting to come back to Washington after the November elections and hear the way people are talking about Michigan, you know, non-Michiganders. The message that was sent in our election, again, people just wanting team normal, people wanting folks who will work, that message has really gotten through to Washington, D.C. And I'm hoping that that message is received by the new majority. There's a lot of talk about Michigan. There's a lot of talk about our presidential primary moving up. And you can't deny the message that was sent up and down our ballot this past November, which is we don't want extremes. You know, independent swing voters, we don't want extremes. We want practical, hardworking people who can show results. And I think that's very Michigan of us, and that's a good place to be.